The Minnesota-based for-profit Globe University has faced a number of legal challenges in its home state. Globe University had a number of campuses in several states, including 11 in Wisconsin. Attorneys in Minnesota argued that Globe University engaged in fraudulent claims about its courses, and the Obama administration stopped providing federal funding to the system at the end of 2016.
That led Globe to announce the closure of its Wisconsin campuses, but the for-profit group has gained a new foothold in Wisconsin thanks in part to the Trump administration, which disagreed with some of the legal arguments that attorneys in Minnesota had made.
Paul Fain is an editor for Inside Higher Ed and has been covering this story. Paul, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly led to the closing of Globe University?
So the Minnesota Attorney General pursued Globe and its sister institution, the Minnesota School of Business, over a criminal justice program that didn't properly prepare police officers. The program basically didn't give them the requirements they needed to get the job. So at that point, the court sided with the Attorney General and ruled that that was a fraudulent program. And the state of Minnesota yanked its license to operate there. And the federal government followed up shortly thereafter. This was in December under President Obama, amid a broader crackdown on for-profit colleges, where they pulled federal aid eligibility to Globe and the Minnesota School of Business in both states.
And so, as we said, this is a for-profit university. It is owned by a family. Tell us about that family and their holdings.
Yes. So this is Terry Myers' family. They owned Globe and the Minnesota School of Business, as well as Broadview University. And it's a complicated ownership structure, but it's safe to say that Terry Meyer has been a primary owner for a long time, going back to the 70s. But yes, this school has actually been in your state, Wisconsin, for far longer than that, and has generally had a pretty good history of serving folks, and most recently did a lot with veterinary technologists and medical assistants. So it had been operating there for quite some time.
And so why has Broadview University now gained a foothold after Globe was shut down?
So this is where it gets very complicated, and I think pretty interesting. The for-profit college issue has gotten very partisan, and the Obama administration and Democrats in Congress pushed a pretty broad crackdown, and there was a wave of closures, much of that driven by, frankly, more students, students not really going to for-profits anymore. But also some of that was due to the regulatory crackdown and the bad PR that came with that. So when the department essentially shut down Broadview and Globe a month later, there was a new administration and some of a rollback on the regulations began. The Trump administration has begun deregulating to some extent rules governing for-profits. And what they did, Broadview came in and got an agreement to kind of teach out, to wind down the Globe campuses, including four in Wisconsin. And like I mentioned, Broadview has a common owner that is Terry Myers' family. They had asked to purchase those campuses and continue operating them. And the state agency in Wisconsin approved that. The Obama administration did not, out of concerns of the common owner, essentially saying, well, you have the same owner, so you can't keep operating. The Trump administration disagreed, agreed with the state agency in Wisconsin that approved the sale to Broadview and allowed that sale to go forward. So Broadview will assume operation of those campuses going forward.
We're talking with Paul Fain right now. He's an editor for Inside Higher Ed, and we're talking about Globe University and now Broadview University. And Paul, so Globe was owned by the Meyer family. They basically, that was shut down. They are now opening Broadview University, buying up Globe properties, but it's kind of from one pocket to another in the same family. Is this something that's still going to run afoul of Minnesota, if not the feds?
Well, they're done in Minnesota. Minnesota's Attorney General is still pursuing that case. Recently, the Supreme Court there ruled that some of the loans, all of the loans that they issued to students recently, many loans. I think 6,000 students were issued illegally. They weren't properly licensed. They had up to an 18% interest rate, and I believe that applies to some former Globe students in Wisconsin, and the Attorney General there is seeking to have those loans forgiven and restitution for students. So they still have some problems in that state. In Wisconsin, Broadview has those campuses now, and it's really been a relatively, I guess you could say, seamless transition in that they were winding down Globe campuses, and now they're going to keep running them. So that will move forward. And I should say that one really interesting piece of this is, again, the state agency in Wisconsin approved of this, and I would not say in any way that they are stooges for the for-profits. They've been, I would say, the most kind of high-profile, aggressive state agency in cracking down on for-profits in your state. So really kind of an interesting cast of characters here.
And that's the Wisconsin Educational Approval Board, I believe.
Correct, yes. A small agency, I think it's 4 or 5 employees, headed by David Dees. And to complicate this plot even further, the Educational Approval Board has been under fire for years from Governor Scott Walker, in part for the reputation they do have of being tough on for-profits. And it looks like, as part of the budget, which, is, tell me if I'm wrong, hasn't been approved yet in your state?
Correct.
They will be moved to another agency. The executive director will lose his job, and the independent board that oversees that agency will be disbanded. So you can make a strong case that they'll be weakened going forward. So, again, this is, on the national level, a state agency that's been quite aggressive. In the wake of a bunch of shutdowns of big for-profits in Milwaukee, they moved aggressively to do some things that even went a little further than the Obama administration did. And, David Dees made the case to me that Globe was providing a good service in the state, and that the kind of kill shot, the putting them out of business, wasn't warranted in Wisconsin.
You talked about specifically complaints against Globe University that led to lawsuits and also federal regulation. We talked to Tressie McMillan about her book Lower Ed, about what she saw as some of the unscrupulous recruiting efforts by for-profit universities. What would you add to those parts that address why for-profit universities as a whole have been fairly controversial?
Sure. Well, that is a tough issue. There are many folks out there who are opposed to for-profit higher education generally, feel like the profit seeking shouldn't be part of higher education. That's a tough argument, though. For many, though, I would say a lot of higher education deals with for-profit companies. I mean, colleges everywhere have outsourced their dining halls to companies, so it gets murky. The higher education is a big business, and as a society, the courts, higher education writ large, has not said for-profits equal bad, for sure. But there are some high-profile closures. ITT and Corinthian colleges in particular really, I'd say, turned the tide in that it became hard to operate as a for-profit from a regulatory and business standpoint. And part of the problem is a lot of for-profits will tell you this. The jobs that they train people for often are lower income, and the student results, the kind of ability to pay off their loans, ability to get good jobs, are harder for a lot of for-profit students. So it becomes a question of who is training your medical assistants, and are they doing a good enough job, and when should regulators step in?
And what is the next step in both the current litigation that's going on in Minnesota and general oversight in Wisconsin of universities that are for-profit like Broadview?
Good question. I think Minnesota has been very aggressive, and not just in this case. I think it's safe to say that Globe and the Meyer family won't be going back there. A lot of folks in Minnesota would say that's a good thing, but some might say that those institutions will be missed. That depends on who you ask. There are some consumer advocates and experts here in Washington who are disappointed by the decision for Globe to continue operating in Wisconsin, in part because of allegations that they also misled students in the state, particularly about the transferability of their credits. It's a complicated issue, but I think you know, Globe, or I should say Broadview, will continue to operate, and you know they're going to have to kind of bring the university back. So that's unclear if they'll be able to do it. As far as the approval board that oversees for-profits. You know, some for-profit advocates have told me, well, because of all the closures in the state, maybe you don't need an independent agency. But we looked at the numbers, and 29 for-profits have closed in Wisconsin, but there are still more than 200 there. So, you know, it wasn't my sense that this approval board had a lot of time on their hands. I actually was in their office a few years back, and it seemed like they were pretty busy, and I think they'll continue to be busy. And for some folks, if they're weakened, that's not a good thing.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
Paul Fain is an editor for Inside Higher Ed. He joined us to talk about Globe University, which had closed in Wisconsin, but is now coming back under a new name.
Coming up, behind the ongoing string of controversies, our guest says the Trump administration has made a lot of significant changes in regulations and enforcement. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time.